done with the big election forum in Banff last night. You were covering the forum. I was moderating the forum. And, I thought it went pretty well, despite a significant absence at the candidates' table.
Thank you for being a moderator at an election forum. The most glorious job there is during an election campaign, because you're the one who actually gets them to stop talking. No. All jokes aside, incumbent Blake Richards for the Conservative Party was not in attendance.
Mm-hmm. My understanding was that he was going to do the Banff debate and skip the Canmore one. That's what he was saying the entire time. So when he didn't show up in Canmore, I don't think anyone was really surprised. But with Banff, from what I understand, he took issue with the format, which is kind of weird. The newspaper articles talking about, you know, candidates shouting over each other. Did you see anyone shouting over each other?
Absolutely not.
No.
We're adults.
Yes.
If you're that worried that that sentiment exists against you and you're running for public office, I think that you should address those concerns, but do it in person.
The fact that, you know, he said he was going to initially show up and then didn't even really RSVP, didn't even say one way or the other, and then just didn't bother to show. I think that sucks. I'm just going to say it right there.
When you're sitting there and you're listening to the NDP, the Liberal candidate, and the Green Party candidate, you're really getting the left side of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's one perspective that's absolutely missing from that conversation.
And it's a perspective that a lot of people support as well. So they're the incumbent. This is considered a safe seat for the Conservatives. So close to 200 people attended last night's forum. And, you know, despite the absence, I think it was still a really good discussion. We covered a wide variety of topics, everything from labor to multiculturalism to foreign aid to the environment, a little bit about the economy as well. What did you think was one of the big topics?
Temporary foreign worker program and affordable housing. And there was one question that really put it well. How do you equate the fact that Canadian workers don't want to take jobs that we need temporary foreign workers for when we don't have enough housing to begin with? It's a chicken and an egg. Part of the reason we're not filling these jobs with Canadians is there's no place for them to live. And if we can fill them with temporary foreign workers, how is there somewhere for them to live? The temporary foreign worker program changes were made in a knee-jerk reaction that significantly impacted this valley, especially Banff and Lake Louise.
Yep.
And our MP sits as the chair of the tourism committee and doesn't show up to the one candidate forum where this is being addressed in the most affected place in Canada.
Affordability in general, I think, is huge everywhere.
And yeah, and we look to the living wage study that Canmore did earlier this year, where it was a single person needed to make at least $20 an hour to live a comfortable existence.
Mm-hmm.
And a family was 23-something, and a single parent 24. The sky is falling because we're going up to a $15 minimum wage in Alberta. And yet, when we look at the numbers and we actually analyze them, you need to pay employees far more to actually have a decent life here. Or maybe they'll work three jobs like the rest of us.
I think, you know, if you weren't at one of these forums in Canmore or Banff, it's really easy to go online and find the not only the party platforms, but find out about our local candidates, who they are, what they represent, and then make an informed choice, because we're just like a few days away from the end of the longest election in federal history. Monday is the day when we'll finally know how this is all going to play out.
I get to eat pizza in the office. It's election night. Banff Airdrie had one of the top 10 turnouts for advanced poll voting.
It's number 7 in the country, number 1 in Alberta. Was it over 21% of eligible voters cast a ballot before Election Day, which is huge. What does it mean?
I think change is in the air. What that change is, we'll have to wake up and find out on Tuesday.
There's another interpretation, though. It could be that people, you know, they want to support the incumbent as well. You know, they see that change might be in the air and they want to make sure their vote is heard. I think it could go either way.
Sometimes with voting, it's about who shows up to vote and who doesn't. If anybody recalls our former MP, Myron Thompson.
Yeah.
Myron Thompson would never not show up to a forum. If you want to talk to that guy, he was available to you.
Yeah.
Despite his politics, I had to respect that.
For sure. All right. So again, the big election day on Monday. Make sure you get out and vote.